Welcome to Lay's Little Golden Books. I hope you all enjoy today's story, and perhaps one day when your kids are grown, they will share these timeless stories with their own children.
Gerald McBoing-Boing, based on the Academy Award-winning motion picture by Dr. Seuss, A Little Golden Book. This is the story of Gerald McCloy and the strange thing that happened to that little boy. They say it all started when Gerald was 2. That's the age kids start talking, at least most of them do. Well, when he started talking, you know what he said. He didn't talk words. He went boing boing instead. "What's that?" cried his father, his face turning gray. "That's a very odd thing for a young boy to say." And poor Gerald's father rushed to the phone and quick dialed the number of Dr. Malone. "Come over fast," the poor father pled. "Our boy can't speak words. He goes boing boing instead." "I see," said the doctor. "It's just as you said. He doesn't speak words. He goes boing boing instead." "I've no cure for this. I can't handle the case." And he packed up his pills and walked out of the place. Then months passed, and Gerald got louder and louder, till one day he went boom, like a big keg of powder. It was then that his father said, "This is enough. He'll drive us both mad with this terrible stuff. A boy of his age shouldn't sound like a fool. He's got to learn words. We must send him to school." So Gerald marched off, an obedient creature. But he soon was back home with a note from the teacher. "From Public School 7 to Mrs. McCloy, your little son Gerald's a most hopeless boy. We cannot accept him, for we have a rule that pupils must not go cuckoo in our school. Your boy will go honk all his life, I'm afraid. Sincerely yours, Fanny Schultz, teacher, first grade." And as little Gerald grew older, he found when a fellow goes bam, no one wants him around. When a fellow goes screak, he won't have any friends. For once he says clang, 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 all the fun ends. "Nya, nya," they all shouted. "Your name's not McCloy. You're Gerald McBoing-Boing, the noise-making boy." Poor Gerald decided that he had no place at home, in the school, in the whole human race. And so he concluded that, drear and forlorn, he would just disappear in the thick of a storm. But as he was boarding a slow-moving freight, a voice from the darkness called out, "Stop, boy, wait! Aren't you Gerald McBoing-Boing, the lad who makes squeaks? My boy, I have searched for you many long weeks. I can make you the most famous lad in the nation, for I own the Bong 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 radio station. I need a smart fellow to make all the sounds, who can bark like a dog and bay like the hounds. Your gong is terrific, your toot is inspired. Quick, come to Bong Bong Bong, McBoing-Boing, you're hired." Now his parents, proud parents, are able to boast that their Gerald's clop clop bang is known coast to coast. Now Gerald is rich, he has friends, he's well fed. 'Cause he doesn't speak words, he goes boing boing instead. The end.